I present to you Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. I don't get it.
What?
I present to you. Is there some sort of award ceremony?
Well, no, I present you to the I present you to the listening public.
Well, as you do every morning.
But this is a big morning because, of course, you have to correctly predict the forecast for the next 3 days for the Red Sox and the Yankees at Yankee Stadium.
No, I don't. We don't forecast for the Yankees.
I know, but you got to do it here.
Oh, why is that?
We need to know here. You know, Red Sox fans and Yankee fans, there's a lot of them here in our immediate area.
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, I don't see too much of a problem today. When did you say? Is it today or tomorrow?
It's
tomorrow.
It's the next 3 days, today, tomorrow, and the day after.
Well, I don't see any problem today. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds, and the highs will be somewhere 70, 75. Tonight, we'll be down in the 40s. For tomorrow, I also think we'll have partly sunny skies, no problem there, and the highs in the 70s. Thursday, variable cloud cover. There could be a chance of showers, and the showers are most likely in the afternoon. I don't see a lot, so I don't even think that's going to be a problem. Highs in the 70s. We'll clear it out on Friday. It will be in the 60s. Saturday, a little bit of sun, and then a chance of showers on Mother's Day. The timing on Mother's Day is still a little crucial, but unfortunately for us, it looks like we'll have showers in the afternoon. It may clear by the evening, but that is the timing right now for Mother's Day.
All right. Well, so the sports news is good, but the mom news is maybe some showers.
Right. And it doesn't look like a lot, but nevertheless, if you're planning a barbecue, that's going to make it difficult.
Well, don't plan a barbecue. Spend some bucks. Take your mom out for...
You could do that, too. Yeah.
A lot of nice restaurants. Take your mom out for... I used to go out I'd take her out to dinner and lunch. And early on, it was always dinner, but towards the end there, it was lunch. It was lunch. Mother's Day lunch. A brunch.
My mother didn't want to hear it. There was never going out. She did not want to go out to a restaurant. It was always in her house. And until, the last couple of years when she was alive, but she did all the cooking, even though it was Mother's Day. And, of course, the whole family showed up. But it's a tough one to get through. My mom's going to be gone now 8 years in July.
I look back, my mom's been gone well over 11 years now, and it seems like yesterday to me.
Yes, you're right.
It just doesn't go away. It just seems, it's funny, my dad, it feels like he's been dead, he's been gone a long time.
Right.
And it feels, you realize that, but it seems like my mother passed away just last year. Maybe it's because I was older, when my dad died, I was young, it wasn't quite as much of an impact.
Right. I agree with you because my dad died when I was real young. I was 15. So, life was a lot different then.
Yeah. I was about the same age for me with my dad too. But my mom, we were both caretakers. And so I think that's why it seems like it just stays with us like it just happened yesterday. To me, it does anyway.
Well, yeah, you're right. Now, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Nereus, NYRIUS. Have you ever heard of it?
No, what is it?
It's a wireless device. I guess there's two. It comes with two where you could send cable and other stuff wireless to another TV.
Okay, that sounds pretty good.
All you need is RCA plugs. And I guess the way it works is you go to the TV that's hooked up to your cable box, and I guess what you do is you connect this, or you connect your TV to the out in this particular box, and then wherever you want to send it, you have a second small box with this Nereus. And I guess that goes in with the RCA, and it's wireless.
How do you spell it again?
NYRIUS. He'll call it up. So I'm thinking of it. I was going to get another TV hooked up in the bedroom, but I know that it's not going to be watched that often at all.
All right. Well,
so I'm thinking of something like this.
Now, what you're going to want to get, though, you're going to want to spend the extra money and get the Pro wireless one. Don't get the Prime HD one. Get the Pro wireless one.
Okay.
It'll give you better quality.
There is a Pro?
Yeah.
Okay. And how much is that?
$212.
That's not bad.
That's $13 more than the other one.
All right. That's not bad at all, because think about it. It cost, at least for my cable company, $10 a month to have a box. That's $120. So in 2 years, if this thing works, it paid for itself.
And it's got 1080p. So your HD will go through fine. And it's got a 4-star. It's got a 4-star rating at Amazon. So.
You're right.
It's got a 4-star rating at Amazon. Let's see what the price is at Amazon for you. The price at Amazon.
And I'm a Prime member.
It's a little bit. Well, okay. Now there's different ones. There's a 30-foot range and a 100-foot range. Okay.
Right.
The 100-foot range one is $240-some, and the 30-foot range is less. If I were you, I wouldn't take any chances. I'd get the 100-foot range because you're up and down, right?
Yeah, right. But the TV it's coming from is
up.
They're adjacent rooms.
Okay, well, that's then get the 30-foot one then.
Get the 30-foot one.
Okay, just measure the distance between the TVs.
Okay.
And if it's anything close to 30 feet.
Get
the 100-foot one, because 30 feet is the extent of it.
Oh, the extent. I see what you mean. So it's got to be less than 30 feet.
Yeah.
Right.
If it's less, it's more than 25 feet, get the other one.
Get the other one. Yep. For a few bucks. Okay.
That's.
I figured it's worth trying, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's a smart move.
Yeah.
I think it's a smart move, just as long as you get the right one.
Okay. I'll let you know what happens with that.
All right. So we're going to have good weather today, tomorrow, and the day after that, and then we just have to watch for Mother's Day.
That really is. I mean, we have the showers on Thursday and then again on Sunday. Those are the 2 days to watch for. And, we'll be able to nail it down as we go through the week. It's only Tuesday.
All right.
Have a good trip to the city. The weather's going to be nice.
Oh, it's going to be nice. I've got my polo shirt on for my walk in the park.
That's it. Do it, Marshall.
All right, Pat.
Okay, Marshall.
Take care.
You too. Bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast and an update on stereo equipment for TVs.